الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين صدق الله العظيم مولانا العظيم Allah by His great pardon and karam has blessed us with this honorable period of time that we are passing through. May Allah let us realize, let us not just be passing and we don't know what a time we are passing. If a tourist is passing by in the Eastern Cape, the Garden Road, and he doesn't notice all what the great namat of Allah there. Oh, he's in the Eastern Transvaal, and all the beautiful scenery is there, and the waterfalls he doesn't notice. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ There are so many people who pass by the great, great signs of Allah Ta'ala. They just pass by, they take no notice. That is all material dunya things, but the real is the ni'mat of akhirah. If we are passing this time of ours and we don't realize what time we are passing through, and we're just passing through like John and Peter, Mary and Mary Ann, how they are also just passing their time. If we also just going through this time like this, how sad won't it be? So we are going through a very precious time. It is the month of Zulqa'dah. 3 weeks are finished, just about less than a week is left of Zulqa'dah. And then Zulhijjah, and what a month Zulhijjah. Then Muharram, all these are Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. And in these months, the ibadah, the sawab of all ibadah is multiplied, is compounded, is magnified. There's a time when there are bargains up, plenty of bargains to grab. Lot big profits to be made, but we are unaware. A businessman, if he loses out on a small deal, he becomes so angry on his workers. If his sons are and they missed out on that deal, how could you miss out on this? Everything of this world, the big corporate businesses, the big parliaments and the big all universities and all that are not even like spaza shops in front of what Allah Ta'ala is offering. Mm-hmm. Where Allah says, Hal adullukum ala tijaruti. Must I not inform you of a business? That business which Allah is speaking, all this business of the world is not even spaza shops compared to that. And we are passing through that and we're not making the business. We are letting the bargains just go like that. Big profits to be made. So they, during this time, the reward of all good deeds, just we can understand, we should try and increase all our ibadat, nafal ibadat, in namazas also. Not just make the farad, sunnat-e-wajib, sunnat-e-muakkada, but engage in the nafal also. And not only in namaz, rozas also. For example, this month, a person who keeps rozas Thursday, Friday and Saturday gets the reward of 700 years of ibadat. And if we are missing out, how much aren't we missing out? Nafal is not just that it's nafal. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, no guna. See what we are missing out. What greater rewards. Charities. Our zakat is there, we give. But nafal charities, we must make that also a habit. A mu'min is a person who is known for his open-handedness, first spending. He's just spending all the time. Some charity we should be giving at least on a daily basis. And great, great virtues. Then as far as our hajj is concerned, nafal hajj also, umrah also, all nafal ibadat, we should try and engage. And the reward is so great. And during these months, the reward is even much, much more greater. For example, a person reads the third kalima, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. All his sins fall off him, just like the leaves fall off a tree in autumn. All the leaves, gunas just fall, just by reading this. And plus, with that, this is a treasure from Jannah that has been given. It is of the very special treasures of Jannah. How valuable. But we're just passing our times in oblivion. And not only in oblivion, worse than that. We are spending our time in how many haram things. Whether it's our cell phones and all that. Whether it is the sports, etc. Whether it is copying and following the non-Muslims. The shabbu bil kuffar. How many wrong things we are doing. This precious time. We are letting it go in not just wasting the time, but in all so much of haram. And of more than that, we were the ummah, kuntum khayra ummati, the best of nations. And you are not just best of nations just for the name of it, but the job that you have to do. Kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas, you have been evolved, taken out for the benefit of mankind. Not just for your own benefit. We are not even doing, we're not doing our own benefit, we're harming ourselves. We are taking not food that is not beneficial to the body, we are taking poison. We are harming ourselves, whereas we were supposed to be leading mankind. And we are the seeing people. The ummah are the seeing people. The ummah are the strong and healthy leaders of the world. But we the leaders have become the followers. So what good can be expected then? And following who? The people who are blind. Who يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Totally blind of akhirat. سُمُّمْ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. They got no way. There is no hope of them coming to righteousness. They got no brains, and we are following them, and we following their fashion and their way. Where are we? So Allah, these are very precious times that we should make value of every moment that is going. These times are so valuable. The 3 months year, Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, and then the month of Rajab, which comes before Sha'ban, that 1 month. All this is very, very valuable times. In year, whatever good a person practices, it becomes a habit for him. There, all of us, we would like some good to come in our life. My character, akhlaq is very bad. I wish I can have better akhlaq. My tongue, I just lose it. And then what I swear and scream and how I behave, I hate myself for it. And my eyes are under control. Just in these few months, just practice on that. Control it for this little while and it will become your habit for the whole year, for your whole life. This is a time to, we say we want our Islam. And at that point also, one thing we should consider, How many of us will go to ulama, other people, pious people, make dua for me? Alhamdulillah, it is there. But what dua? My mother is sick. My uncle is, he is in a hospital. I got financial problems. I got problems with my wife. Who of us make dua? Make dua. Allah give me husn-e khatima. Who make dua? Say, make dua for me. My qabr's life must be easy. As if those things don't exist, they don't mean anything to us. So therefore we don't need those duas also. Dunya is very important to us. So we need duas for dunya. But for the real things of these duas, we should be making, asking, worrying about. It's not in the remotest corners of our minds and hearts also. Allah give us to understand for what we are. That we are here for a very special and lofty mission. Not just like ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ, like just animals. They're just eating and living for the day and death. That is what we are here for, a very lofty mission. Very great mission Allah has put us. And if we get a bit of that, a glimpse of that, then we'll know who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we'll become die hearts for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the Sahaba, for the great Akabir and Aslaf who gave their lives for deen. Hafiz ibn Asakir, rahmatullah alayhi, very great alim. The 10 nights of Ramadan, 10 last 8 days of Ramadan, he should make a tikkah, knowing the value. And the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, also he should make a tikkah. Allah give us tawfiq that this is the time when a person is in i'tikaf, just by virtue of his i'tikaf, he's in ibadat all the time. And then he gets the opportunity to reflect, to meditate, to ponder. He gets the opportunity of doing lot of other things. Jo ghar gaya, gir gaya. Normally at home, then we lose it. But when you are in the masjid, you'll get the opportunity of making more and more ibadat. So they value these days. These are very, very valuable days. So Allah make it that we understand and that we try and do as much good as we can. And then now we are, like in Ramadan, we start from Rajab. And the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for barakat in Rajab, Shaban, and Balighna Ramadan. And for Ramadan, Salimna li Ramadan. What a build up and for coming to the climate. And the height of it all are the last 10 nights. And the last 10 days, the last 10 nights really. And Laylatul Qadr really. Now here again, it is a build up for the greatest days of the year. The greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And the greatest days of the year are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Most probably starting perhaps on Tuesday or so, the first of Zulhijjah. And then this first 10 days, every day's roza, 1 year's roza sawab. How can we lose out? Where can we, who was given this ummah, what we have been given, but we just don't appreciate at all. You've got your son, and you've got your business, and everything is for him. And he's going and staying in the squatters, and he's eating all rubbish everywhere. What haven't you got for him in the house? We, the ummah, what Allah has given us, and we're just not appreciating, not thinking of, and yet worse than all that, we are proud when we are following in the ways of the kuffar. We are proud when we have abandoned Islam. How many people on internet proud to say I've left Islam? Yeah. Where are we? What are we doing? The greatest way, and we are proud that we got nothing to do with Islam. We are proud we're following the ways of the kuffar, trying to prove by hook and crook that Islam is not the only religion for salvation. Yeah. Or Hinduism also will give you, waliyazu billah. Christianity with Trinity, that Isa alayhi salam is the God, the Father, and is the Son at the same time. Who can accept the person is the Father also and is the Son? You either the Father or you the Son. They say he's the Father also, he's the Son also. And all that, we following in that way. Where are we? We were supposed to help and guide the people. And we are leading the people in this wrong thing. And we supporting the ones who are doing all this haram. And we got a soft spot for them. And we try and defend the people the ulama who are going in this wrong direction, and we still want to defend them. These are, may Allah let us understand. So these valuable deeds, may that we appreciate them and to the maximum. So this first 10 days, every day's roza, 1 year's roza sawab. And then the 9th of Zulhijjah, which is the greatest day of the year, the greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, the greatest day of the year, Yawmul Arafah. And what a day. One of the occasions that Shaitan throws sand on his head, that all my efforts I did are gone in vain, totally lost. I made people do this wrong, that wrong. And then when they came to Arafat, and Arafat al-Hajj al-Arafah, Hajj is Arafah. Though all the details and the proper Hajj must be done properly, according to Sunnah, the Mustahabbat, especially for most of us, it's once in a year journey. So we should prepare properly all the aspects of Hajj and make the Hajj properly. But in any case, even if a person is not only sleeping, if he's in a coma but he's in Arafat, his Hajj is also made with all the other masalas which come there, all the other aspects of Hajj. But that will be, and Allah is so happy when the people come there to Arafat, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Allah becomes so happy, and Allah forgives a person, and he becomes clear of sin. كيومين ولدته أمه, like the day his mother gave birth to him. And so this is a build up for that period. So this is a great period. We should try and make the maximum of it during this first 10 days. The most Allah loves is the reciting of the third kalima. On the day of Arafah, the fourth kalima we read in abundance. And how fortunate for those people, and we all should endeavor during the 10 days of Zulhijjah, try and make Salatul Tasbih. So we'll be reading 300 times the third kalima. It is perhaps from this the ulama have deduced abundance is 300 times, Durood Sharif, etc. Many ulama, mashayikh prescribed La ilaha illallah 300 times. That's in Salatul Tasbih 300 times. How fortunate. And the third kalima, how valuable, isn't it? On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that as Allah distributes wealth and money amongst people, so He distributes akhlaq also. And money Allah gives, further it comes in the hadith, to whom Allah loves and whom He doesn't love. He gives all money. There are so many people, non-Muslims also, Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, how lot of wealth they were given. And on Muslims also, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman Zunnurain, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, many people also. So wealth and dunya, Allah gives to whom He likes also, and whom He doesn't like also He gives. And also, whatever ni'mat of Allah, we should make dua. Allah, You gave me this ni'mat, but be happy with me. Allah gives ni'mat with whom He is happy also, and He gives this ni'mat to whom He doesn't, He is not happy with. In which case, now it is not called a ni'mat, it is called a nikmat, an azab. Like a housewife gives the parrot also wonderful food, ghee roti, cheese, etc. And she gives the rat also. But she gives the rat to trap it. Not that she's happy with the rat. The rat is troubling, eating all things. So she also gives him the best thing, but to trap it. So the same way also, فَتَحْنَا نَيْمْ فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When people don't pay heed, what they are reminded of, of Allah's commands, etc., over and over, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they are going wrong in the doing haram, guna, Allah says, we open the dunya's namat, all types of namat we open upon them. They had bad health, we give them good health now. They were financially in constraint, now we open the doors of finances upon them. So this is not that Allah is happy, Allah is unhappy with them. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. And then they become proud, big-headed. We got so much, we got this, we got that. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then we take them suddenly to task. And suddenly they wonder what has happened. That mouse was coming, enjoying the cheese, etc. Suddenly the trap hits down, and there it finishes its day. It got caught in the trap, and now the housewife opens it for the cat. And the cat is coming and playing with it. It's seeing what all the time. And the, for the cat, it's enjoying playing around with it. But the mouse knows, I'm going, it's dying every moment a new death. It's in the clutches of the cat. The cat is going to eat. So Allah brings that condition. Allah save us all. So let us see which direction we are going. So anyway, these are those great days. And then the 9 days. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah gives dunya for whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. So if as we get in dunya, a person has got the sphere and realization, I don't deserve it. Ya Allah, don't snatch it away from me. Oh Allah, don't let me do things that this, how many people? Allahu Akbar. There was a person who owned properties from Durban right up to the north coast, Stanger, every town, very rich man. A time came upon him, he found one mufti, and he said, this is some time ago when they weren't cell phones. This is my last 2 rand, I'm phoning you from a public phone. I've lost all my properties. And in what? In woman all. All this gunas, I lost everything. And now I don't know, I'm finished, down and out. With my last 2 rand, I'm making this call to you. Please help me. So a person, how he can lose things. So we must be very careful. And even in deen, don't become proud and big-headed. If Allah gives us tawfiq of His ibadat, etc., of doing the work of deen, that I'm a big buzurg, I'm a big alim, or something, we don't know when Allah can snatch it, and who we look down upon. Allah gives it all to that person, and Allah completely snatches it away from us. Allah save us. So Allah gives dunya to whom He is pleased also, and whom He is unpleased also. But iman, Allah only gives it to whom He loves. And deen, Allah only gives it to whom He loves. Whom Allah loves, He gives them iman. Where we must make shukr that we have got iman. But at the same time, also check our iman. If a person buys a bus ticket, and with the bus ticket, he got it very cheap also, how much a bus ticket will cost. And he goes to the airport, and he goes and gives it at the check-in counter, he's going to fly to Qatar, or fly to Doha, or he's going to fly to Dubai. They say, what is this? What ticket you get? So it must not happen, we go with the ticket of this dunya, which we get cheap, that we make everyone happy, and everyone likes us. And when we go in the qabr, and when we ask, Mar Rabbuka, what is your deen? And we got the wrong deen. And just take a lesson how Allah, how kind Allah Ta'ala is. Allah has explained from Surah Ali Imran, 83 ayats of the Christians of Najran who came and debate with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when they came, who were they? They came from Najran, was a town in Yemen, and it was the seat of the Christians. All the great, great ulama were from there. The great pious people were from there. They had come. And the biggest priest of the Christians of the world, of the Christian world, Abu Harisa, he was also with them. As they were coming, he was riding a mule. The mule tripped off. Something fell down and he fell. So his brother made dua, bad dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That who we are going to, may he be destroyed, may it all, but Abu Harisa, the priest said that you dare make badjua, he is the Nabi of Allah. He is the true Nabi of Allah, and Allah's help and Allah's rahmat is on me. You will be destroyed if you make, then why don't you bring iman? Where are you going to go and debate with him? He says, this dunya's all, the kings of the world, they are showering their favors on me. And this lifestyle of dunya which I'm so used to, it will be snatched away from me. So though he knew the truth, he didn't. His brother took his camel, what he was riding, made it move fast and ran first before the rest of the group, and he went and accepted Islam. This is the truth. But Abu Harisa himself didn't accept Islam. He died without Islam, though he knew it is the truth. And what are they convinced, according to them, that Isa a.s. is God, that was Christianity, Trinity, part of God, the Son of God, all the wrong things. So they were prepared to to debate, and they were almost prepared to accept Mubahala also, that both parties will come and say, whichever party is on the wrong, may Allah destroy that wrong party. But then they also realized, he himself told, he's the true Nabi of Allah. If you accept Mubahala, you'll definitely be destroyed in this dunya. We rather pay the tax to Islam, and we will say subservient to the Muslims and to Islam. So much they knew that, but they did not accept. We have to take, and all this Allah has put in the Quran Sharif. Christians not going to read Quran Sharif. We going to read. Why did Allah put all the stories of the Christians and before that in Alif Lam Mim of the Jews in our Quran? We going to read Quran, so we take a lesson. So we don't fall in the same trap. That we also say we are Muslims, but are we Muslims, that which Nabi alayhi salam wanted, are we Muslims of the 21st century, modern Muslims, that we want things must be easy, keep peace with all, don't upset the apple cart, don't make people unhappy, do all your things that all are happy, don't worry about Allah. Allah is like not in our life also. And according to us, Allah doesn't exist or nothing, so don't worry about Allah. Make people happy. Can that be ever our condition? Our first and foremost, we have to make Allah. The world can become unhappy, but Allah must not become unhappy. We want to make the world happy, and Allah can become unhappy, doesn't matter. Hisab kitab, that is something we don't know far. Yeah, the moment we're living with the people, make the people happy, stay nicely with your family. Whereas Quran is explicit. وَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْ أَشِيرَتُكُمْ. Your close family. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said that, oh Allah, my son is he's going to be destroyed. He's my son. Allah said, warned him. And what severe words Allah used for Nuh alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. He's not your son. By Allah, and criteria for a Muslim is not biological and blood relation. It is on the basis of Iman. Okay? A Sudani man, it can help us also, I'll just mention this. Black man from Sudan, in his ihram, he was reading Salatu Salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After that, he lifted up his hands and making dua. And the guards, all Salafis there, they came, Sheikh, you can come make dua for you, just lifting your hands towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He carried on few times. Then he came, he said, come, I'm taking you to my superior. So he took him to his superior. Then there he went, and he turned with his back towards the superior. So he says, why are you putting your back towards me? Face me. He says, who's better, you or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You want me to turn my back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And you, I must face you. He said, take this man away from me. And one other person gave a beautiful also explanation. Right, adab of dua is to face Qibla. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it's not for everyone to understand, not to say also, he is our Qibla also. We got everything from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a maqam Allah gave to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to our mashayikh through whom we get our deen. Our asasiza through whom we get our deen. A person said that right in Masjid al-Nabawi, right in the Haram of Makkah, now when the Salafis are controlling their own imams also, when they make dua in the khutbah of Jummah, and they make long duas also, then their back is to Qibla, and they are facing the people. So according to their principle, they must turn around in the khutbah. And they must face their backs to the people, and they must face Kaaba and make dua. But we know it isn't. In your heart, of course, all know. We're not asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is the only one we ask. And we ask of Allah, Nabi, you make dua for us. You intercede for us. We're asking Allah, Nabi, not that He's our Khuda, and that He's going to do our things for us. So anyway, So Allah gives rosy freely and easily to so many people. And He makes it so hard. Some people, little rosy they earn, and how hard they work. Early in the morning they are leaving to go to job, and just cold the whole night, and make dua for all the people who are shivering in their little tent shanties and shivering in their little mud houses, and the cold of the night, and they hardly got anything to warm them. And we have got so much, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. How much, and think of these people. And he has to leave early for work, and how hard work he's going to do the whole day, and he's going to earn a small little amount. And he'll come home walking again, and he'll reach late at night again. Oh, what a life! I'll make shukr, so Allah gives like that also. And Allah gives other people living in great comfort and ease, and more Allah is giving. So that is not the criteria. Is Allah happy in giving us, or is Allah giving it to us being unhappy? And will Allah take us to task? If not in this dunya, when we go in the qabr, we go with a bus ticket and we want to go to Jannah. We go with a ticket of Jahannam and we want to enter into Jannah. That ticket is not going to be accepted there. We have to be thinking of it very carefully. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that a person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah, he's too lazy to wake up at night, he is too frightened, and he's a coward, he doesn't want to strive for deen and go out in the path of Allah for jihad, such a person reads, to cover up on all that, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Sit in your room with your aircon on, your heater on, you are covered with your blanket, and read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and you'll get all that sawab which you are not prepared to do. Our deen, ad-deen of yusrun, so easy, and we can score so much. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Poor Sahaba came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and said that the rich Sahaba, they make namaz, we make namaz. They make tilawat, we make. They keep roza, we everything. But they go for hajj, they go in jihad, they give charity. We haven't got money, we can't. Allahu Akbar. Nobody is left out. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, read the third, read tasbihat fatimi. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And you will catch up with those who are gone ahead of you. Not in time, in amal, people who have done great amal. By reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, you'll catch up with all those people. And who are with you and who are coming after you, you will leave them far behind. Just by reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We don't even read it after Fajr, after Asr. If we are reading it, we don't know we are reading it also. We're not even conscious. And the value of zikr is with the concentration. Not just that we're reading like a parrot is reading, but with the concentration. When Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha sat in her place making her du'as and zikr the whole morning till Zuhr a charge time. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and he said, you're sitting from that time when I left you after Fajr? She said, yes, and on my place. And women like to read all their wazifas and their zikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I read three times. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. And I got more sawab than you. Allah reward Muhaddith Azim, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. What great ulama. These are the people. Why are we following some soccer player? And where are we thinking somebody else was fashion and that he's somebody great? Some woman with all her jeans and her hair just blown apart. There she's some great. Hazrat Khadija is our role model. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu. Ooh, we got Hazrat Asya. How many of the people, men, women in this room, where we went and looked for the kuffar, in the dirt we went and pick out something, and we say, this is my role model. People who are going to Jahannam, and they are our role model. Allahu Akbar, Allah guide us. So anyway, so, what was I saying? Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah explained this hadith. It isn't, normally we think that this hadith is a wazifa. And this wazifa is very valuable. Subhanallah bihamdihi adada. No, it is just Subhanallah bihamdihi. This is the same like all the others. But the concentration, how much of Allah's praises for Allah? بِعَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ. That is what makes it valuable. That concentration, that Subhanallah bihamdihi, the same what Hazrat Asma also was reading, which we also read. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read it, بِعَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ. So much of Allah's praise, and Allah is pure Subhan. وَبِحَمْدِهِ His تَحْمِيدِ equal to the creation of Allah. بِعَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ and what pleases Allah Ta'ala. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ and the ink with which the words are written of the greatness of Allah. The greatness of Allah, all the seas can become ink and all the trees can and branches can become pen, but they can't write the words of the greatness. So much of Allah's praises. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ and the weight of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So that is now what makes it so valuable. Not just that we're reading that word and still that also without any concentration. So whatever we do and we concentrate, and the more we put our mind, the more valuable it becomes. So all that we can get just by reading the third kalima. Allah give us tawfiq. And during these days, the first 10 days, this is the time to read it. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq. In Sunan Ibn Majah Sharif, there is a hadith. Hadith number 2890, reported by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to the miqat, and he's entering for his umrah, his ihram, etc., the actual night becoming a muhrim, then he made dua, Allahumma hijjatun la riya fiha wa la sum'ata. Oh Allah, make this hajj of mine, a hajj that there is no riya, show, name, fame, sum'a, that to talk about it, that the people must talk, etc. I must hear people are praising me, etc. Make it a hajj of pure ikhlas. An Arab alim Shaykh Abdul Razak al-Badr, he writes that today completely opposite to that. Today's haji comes to the miqat and he's taking a selfie. And in that now, somebody is videoing him or taking his photo, and then he's closing his eyes. And now he's in deep concentration, even tears flowing from his eyes. Once the selfie is over, he's laughing and talking. So was there any ikhlas in there? Full show. And this is not bad-gumani, not su-e-zan. It's so clear. Today we all laboring under make husn-e-zan. Husn-e-zan, if it's in the right place, make husn. It's compulsory. But where the signs are so clear, where there is no gunjaish of husn-e-zan, how can you still make husn-e-zan? Somebody tells you it's day now. Say make husn-e-zan. He says it's the day now. Or somebody comes and tells you he's a man. And he tells you I'm a woman. So make husn-e-zan. He can't be lying. He's a mu'min. He must be a woman. Though I see a big beard on his face also. This woman got a big beard also. But I mustn't make su'ezan. I must accept he's a woman. So, these clear signs, the person now after in Arafat he goes. And now there the selfies have destroyed the ummah. The photography has brought ruin and destruction to the ummah. Hajj ibadat, what a great ibadat. At Arafat, what a great ibadah. But there also, one way selfies, one way the flashes, the videos are being made, when it flashes? When they are taking the photo, and it flashes, the flesh. Then, Allahu Akbar, one alim of India says, 3 o'clock in the morning, we were at the Kaaba Sharif, the front side where Hajar Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim on that side, all engaged in the ibadat. A group of Indian people came Umrah time, not now Hajj time. and a whole big group, and they started making a film there. And every time they say they fled, the camera fled, oh, ha, 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 and shouting and laughing. He says, Kaaba Sharif, the Hajj time. And this is carrying on here. And he says, then the Indian Muslim, how much he doesn't desecrate his masjid at home. He comes and desecrates Haram Sharif here. And the ladies again, his wife say, they were at Rozai Mubarak, by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a group of Indian ladies came. On one hand, in one hand, the chappal, that mustn't lose it. On the other hand, the selfie. And as they come there, fighting with one another. That I must go in front, you took my place. Pushing, and then fighting, swearing, screaming at one another. The dupatta falls off from the head. The hay is in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then, what is the next thing? Selfies now. Is that what is called Hajj and Umrah? Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where are we heading to? The Ummat, if we are not heading head on for destruction, what else are we doing? And then we are wondering, see what conditions are coming. Make dua. Sudan at the moment, the political strife and fighting. Muslim people's bodies are lying on the road. Nobody to bury them. Rats are eating those bodies. Dogs are eating those bodies. They are our Muslim brethren. And because what direction we are going, when our eyes going to open. And don't think that we are safe where we are. When Allah wants to change tables, may Allah protect us. It doesn't take long at all. Where we least expected it. When the earthquake came, now Syria, Turkey, the day before, 1 minute before, nobody expected what is going to happen. And suddenly, people who were wealthy were paupers. People who were made arrangements for this and that, they were gone all to their cover. How things just changed suddenly. Nobody expected it like that. Syria, what a prosperous. Ba'alladhi barakna hawlahu, part of the land that Allah says we gave barakah to that place. What happened to them? All the refugees. What's the condition of those refugees? The little children, the women, the little girls. How they are exploited. Those girls are sold as merchandise for the lust of men. They are made prostitutes and they are sent away in the various parts of the world. And we having our peaceful sleep and we going headlong in this line of disaster. Allah Ta'ala guide us. So this is the time, now all the selfies and that. Now with us it applies our qurbani. What a mubarak. Ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba asked, what is this qurbani, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The sunnat of your father Ibrahim. Khalilullah. The one that Allah Ta'ala made the fire a garden for him. The one who said that now, Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. I'm going in the path of Allah. And Allah, whoever goes for the pleasure of Allah with sincerity, Allah looks after that person. And this is when it is with sincerity. Now this qurbani of ours also, that great amal of Khalilullah, of putting his the knife on the throat of his son. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh said, what a wonderful point here. Inni arafi al-manami anni asbahuka. Ulama will know, those who know Arabic, is mudal. I am slaughtering you. He didn't say, inni arafi al-manami zabahtuka, that I've slaughtered you. That you are slaughtered. No, I'm slaughtering. And that is what Ibrahim al-Islam did. He was slaughtering. But the act was not taking place. His knife became blood. As a poet says, that he told the knife that if I put you on a rock, you should have cut the rock. But this I'm putting on the tender throat of my son, and you don't cut. So to say, the knife said, must I listen to you, O Khalil, or must I listen to Jalil? Allah told me, don't cut. How can I cut? Allah took out the command of cutting from me. I can't cut. But he was slaughtering, أَنِّي أَرَافِ الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, that I'm slaughtering. And he did it. Allah says that you proved your test. You have passed 100%. What you were told to do, you did it. And then Allah replaced it with a ram. So anyway, so this qurbani, now we also what a Mubarak, full of anwarat, barakat of Allah Ta'ala, a great ibadat of Hajj. Qurbani is actually of Hajj in Mina, or part of the Haram, where the Qurbani is made. But Allah in His great mercy and kindness spread it in the whole world. All the Muslims must make Qurbani. Those who are wealthy, it's wajib on them. And if you are not wealthy, it's still, if you can put your few percents together and you can make the Qurbani. If you can, make for your nabaligh, your small children also. Though it's not compulsory, not from their money, from your money, for the sawab, do it. Make for your marhumeen. Don't forget all your marhumeen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, first and foremost. Make for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also Qurbani. His sunnah that he has taught us. Make for all the other, make for Ismail alayhi salam also Qurbani. So this is the time that we spend, and such a great amal, and there we go and spoil it with the photography. And we destroy it completely. Allah's rahmat was coming, we blocked out Allah's rahmat. Just like the cell phones where they work, and you put a blocker, that now it doesn't work in that area. You block it out, we go and put that. Allah's rahmat is coming down, and we block Allah's rahmat with the selfie. Man and woman in the family, maharim and ghair maharim, from whom we have to make parda, who don't have to, all mixing there, laughing, talking, and Allah save us, I hope no music and all that. Everything taking place. We destroyed that whole ibadah. We were having pure zamzam, and in actual real life also, today we are deprived of pure zamzam. Now we're getting the mixed zamzam. They're mixing it with other water. We are deprived of pure zamzam. We deprived ourselves of the pure deen. Now we're getting all this other thing. So don't fall for all these things, for all the haram, and spoil our qurbani. We slaughter at home. We go to a place where it's arranged for slaughtering. We go to a farm to slaughter. That's all of us, man, woman mixing, and all the photography that is the essence and the spirit of our deen, of Qurbani, of our masjid. Masjid, as one masjid in the Eastern Transvaal, where this group of people went to show what we have done in 100 years. They made the masjid a cinema hall, with all the projectors and all the screens in the masjid. The masjid became a cinema hall. What are we doing? Which direction are we going? Allah Ta'ala, and we are doing it all in the name of deen. When we are projecting deen with projectors, deen cannot be projected with projectors. Projectors will be projected. Deen will be projected with the sacrifice for deen. And this Qurbani, we are saying it's a sacrifice, but no sacrifice in there. We are doing all our nafs things. And all, if anyone want to see whether I'm sincere, Allah has given us the clear thermometer to see. For example, a person wants to eat food, and he says, I eat with ikhlas, for Allah's pleasure. If you are eating for Allah's pleasure, eat what Allah has told you to eat. Don't eat the wrong things. If you are eating from the takeaway, then in that Allah is not going to be happy. So that is not, your action is showing you're not doing it for the pleasure of Allah. You are getting married for the pleasure of Allah, but your whole wedding is against Sharia. You are lying, you are not doing it for the pleasure of Allah. You're doing it for your nafs. You are doing it for the customs of the people. You are doing it to make people happy. If you are doing it for Allah, you will maintain the laws of Allah. In that whole nikah, from A to Z, from beginning to end, you will see Allah's commands that you are fulfilling. Bringing up our children, I'm bringing up my children for Allah's pleasure. If you are, then you'll bring the laws of Allah in the bringing up. You won't let them wear haram clothing. You won't give them a haram education. You will bring them up and give them everything according to... So anyone want to see if I'm doing anything for Allah's pleasure, if that I say is my niyat, then see what is your amal. If it is according to the command of Allah, you are true. And if you are doing opposite, you're a liar. You are not doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. Very precious and valuable moments are here for us. Let us make qadr of them, appreciate them. Much more has to be said, inshallah. Manana will announce. Sunday we'll have our program. Further things will be discussed there. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate, realize who we are and what we have to be doing, and don't go just like zombies through this time. So valuable, the moments are here, and we don't appreciate one bit of what the value of it is. And finish, Zulhijjah will be also finished, and Muharram will also be finished, and we'll just carry on. Ramzan will come and go, and it means nothing to us. May Allah let us realize, and make the people of the world realize. And we don't have to follow the soccer stars and this team and that team. They must follow us. We were supposed to do that. The people, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali say, the enemy want to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like Paris and London. You make an effort that you make Paris and London like Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah grant us tawfiq.